WA. This is General TR. We are just headed down to the bank. Yes, dumb thing. And maybe one or two other places. How's your day?
Well, not as good as yours. How about getting me some out of the bank?
Well, I'm depositing, and it isn't mine. It's a couple of checks from a trust that go to my great-nephew. It had nothing to do with my money.
Well, shoot. Okay. Well, I need all I can get, and I'm having to use that four-letter word to get it.
This was something left by my sister for her grandson, and that's the last of it. I don't have to fool with it anymore. That's the good thing, and I have done it now for how many years, Bernice? Quite a few. What year was it? 2007, and now it's finito.
Hopefully, that young man has used that money wisely and put it to good use.
It's helped pay part of his tuition at University of Texas there at Denton, and he's done real well. And I was happy to do it. It's just that I've never done such a thing in my life, but I'm glad it's done.
Well, yeah, but when somebody receives something like that, and they take it and use it well, and they really put it to good use, it's always kind of a privilege to watch it happen. I just hate to see inheritances, you know, where people just fritter it away and blow it, you know, or they spend it on drugs or trying to stay out of jail, you know?
Ain't that the truth, Steve? You got that right. No, this young man turned out all right, and glad I don't have to mess with it anymore. Signed, sealed, and delivered. So all I got to do is go down there next week and sign a piece of paper, and it's all done. Well, what are you up to today? Like I said, we're just running around. We may go over to Lowe's. I'm on a liquid diet all day, Ard. No fun at all.
I know what you mean. I'm trying to cut down my weight, too. It just got depressing when somebody called me the Great White Bulk. So, I'm over here in Greasley. I'm over here doing the second of two equipment certifications, state certifications for x-ray equipment, and going to do the same thing down in Charleston on Friday. And I'm going to take my lovely bride with me, and we're going to split. Hey, man, I got a deal at the Vindu Inn in Charleston.
Well, that's wonderful. It's good you're getting out now. Oh, we aren't going to celebrate just yet. I'm going to have that proverbial colonoscopy tomorrow, so get that over with. So I got to drink that good old liquid tonight.
Oh, I feel for you, brother. Even if you was my worst enemy, I'd still feel for you for having doing that. Well, man, can't stand that stuff. But in the meantime, you know, things are starting to open up. You know, we had our meeting last night.
No, I just couldn't risk it yet, Steve. A little further on down the line, actually, since their wonderful march and all that, Greenville's the hot spot of the South Carolina, even more so than Columbia or Charleston, as far as I know.
Hey, Tom, isn't that sort of considered one of those duh-huh moments? I mean, they won't let them hardly meet for church. They won't let some businesses open. They won't let gyms open, but they'll let those people congregate like that. I guess I'm a little dense, but I just can't see the logic in that.
You got that right. Well, I feel for that gentleman, but he wasn't a gentleman. He was a crook. He was a drug addict. He'd been in prison 3 different times, I think it was, and held a gun to a pregnant lady's belly while his 2 buddies robbed her house, and was on fentanyl and methamphetamine. I don't think that's an example of a martyr for any race.
Got to agree with you, but you know what, in the same breath, everyone deserves at least a chance to rehabilitate, and for that guy to kill the guy just the way he did wasn't right. They've got him charged properly with murder, but yeah, you're right. He was no angel, that's for sure.
Well, the record shows that, and I agree with you. It was wrong, and they nailed the guy. That don't justify going out burning down businesses, and heck, I've seen now some big companies moving out of Minnesota up there, and that just don't justify that, and I don't think the good black folks think it justifies that either, and killing people and burning their businesses. So there's different ways of going about things.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, in the meantime, did you see where old Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, got all bent out of shape over the banner they put up on their Prime, Amazon Prime site?
No, but I'm pulling into the bank, Steve, so I got to sign with you and talk to you down the line. I'm at the drive-thru now. This is N0TR.
Hey, Tom, have a good afternoon. Be safe, buddy, and I will talk to you later. KN4VWA, clear at your final.
Steve? Yeah, no, I haven't. I don't even watch the news anymore. It's not worth watching, and it's all bad. And unfortunately, that started making it worse, and this COVID virus spread is really bad, and those marches are really spreading it, and that can affect all of us. So I'll be glad when it's all over with. Talk to you later. Send 0TR.